can be hard to understand, but this one isn't. Nearly 1 in 4 people can't afford food in Canada. What does food insecurity look like where you live? Look up your address at foodsecuritynow.ca. That's foodsecuritynow.ca. Join Community Food Centers Canada in making a difference today.
CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, the campus community radio station at Simon Fraser University, where we broadcast from the unceded ancestral territory of the Halkomelemen Squamish-speaking peoples. We've been here since time immemorial. I'm Jesse.
I'm Jamie.
And we're here once again to play you a bunch of music from Vancouver. That's what we do here.
It's what we do on
the mixtape.
And I think we're really good at it, too.
Well, I don't want to be too presumptuous, but yeah, we know everything.
This is what I'm trying to say.
We've got everything down to a science, to quote Mr. Brock. Anyway, today we have a whole bunch of music. Once again, more music than we have time to play. So let's just get right into it. Well,
Grip and rip.
I think what I want to do is start it. Crazily enough, we have had an episode since then, but we have not played any The Golden Age of Wrestling since Sweet Chin Music came out.
Whoa!
I know. That's very strange for us. Usually we play
arguably too much, Jeff.
Yeah. So this record, Sweet Chin Music, as we mentioned when we had... I feel like we talked about this when we had Jeff in here last. When we were talking about the festival, whose name is escaping me.
Yeah. The one in January.
Unreal City Festival. Anyway, we talked about how this is perhaps like the prince who was promised of... Yes. Album name titles for The Golden Age of Wrestling, meant to be, foretold via prophecy, Sweet Chin Music, and the record is, it lives up to it. It's really great, not only because the music is great, but as usual, there are great song titles.
Yeah.
And great music videos. So I recommend checking those out on the old internet or wherever else you watch music videos. Not much music or MTV, but coming up after this song will be another track by Jeff from his alter ego.
Well, back to back.
That features references to Much Music and other Canadian media, legacy media stalwarts.
Jeez.
So we're going to start with, did I just close that tab like a freaking goober? No, it just disappeared. Okay, well, we're going to start with a track called Brontosaurus by The Golden Age of Wrestling. We're going to start things nice and ambient, and then we're going to dive headfirst into it. So enjoy this, Brontosaurus by The Golden Age of Wrestling from the new record, Sweet Chin Music.
Thank you. Let's go.
videotape by cassettes, spelt a little weird, C-A-S-C-E-T-T-E-S, from Burn the Simple Things here on the Vancouver Mixtape. Welcome back.
Welcome back.
To CJSF 90.1 FM. That's the radio station that broadcasts this show.
That we live at.
That we live at. Well, I am there almost as much as my house.
Jesse lives there.
I kind of live there. Before cassettes, we had Devours, Ketsbetch with some 90s oddies Canadian media nostalgia.
Jeff is really good at...
Period.
Knowing End what period he's citing.
I was just going to say, Jeff is really good. But yes. Great. Really good at pulling the right nostalgic heartstrings and remembering what the touchstones are. And that set was kicked off by more music from Jeff from his other project, The Golden Age of Wrestling. That album, Sweet Chin Music, and the track Brontosaurus. Who doesn't love dinosaurs? Speaking of nostalgic touchstones.
Wrestling trivia for you.
Sure.
Whose finisher was Sweet Chin Music?
I know this because it's been told to me before. Bret Michaels.
Shawn Michaels. Very good job.
I got
Bret Michaels fronted Poison.
Yeah, same guy.
Same guy.
On a related note, how do you feel about Dennis Rodman being inducted to the WWE Hall of Fame?
So deserving.
So deserving.
I think it was, they were talking about, was it on, what was the Last Dance?
Yes.
Where how he like skipped a game and just like showed up on TV as part of the NWO or something like that. So good. So good.
Yeah, why not, you know?
He was one of the few people that, like, without, like, I guess technically he was in wrestling, but, like, outside of wrestling, still carried a wrestling persona.
Oh, for sure. Very just, good. Like, permanently a heel. Like, maybe the greatest heel of all time in that.
In pro sports, yeah.
Yeah.
But also, like, the extravagant outfits, had no problem cross-dressing or doing drag, because he went, like, pretty full drag.
Yeah.
And, yeah, just, like, his hair was always cool.
I mean, there's, like, an iconic picture of him in a wedding dress, right?
Yeah, that's what I mean. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Well, we picked the next set of songs because it made sense with what just played, but now we've gone off the rails and talked about...
Let's see how you craft
wind
a little
our way
segue
back
here.
To this.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to stay introspective and dreamy, I think. And we're going to turn to, I guess this does relate to the Devours Golden Age of Wrestling in that Jameson Isaac also releases music under multiple different personalities, as it were. But perhaps better known as Teen Days, one of this radio show's favorite and most consistently appearing artists over the course of the history of this show.
For which I take all the blame.
Well, I thought you were going to say credit, but sure. Jameson has a new record out called Fern's Forest. And this EP is an ode to the places on the planet that allow for moments of peace and transcendence. And for Jameson Isaac, one of these places is a forest located about 90 minutes east of Vancouver, BC. We want to know where the forest is, Jameson. We need to find
serenity.
We need to know about the forest's many trails, the hills covered in ferns, the quietly babbling creeks, and the ridge that overlooks a rushing river some 40 feet below. I want to go.
Me too.
All right. Well, here's the next best thing. This is the opening track from Fern's Forest. It's called Flowers. So don't ever say I didn't get you flowers.
Thank you. I believe.